Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, big news here in Wisconsin today. Attorney General Josh Call had sued over the lame duck legislation adopted after Republicans had Scott Walker booted out of the state house. They decided, what was good for Scott Walker, that's no longer good for Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call. We're going to pass some legislation to limit the powers of both the governor and the attorney general. And as we do in Wisconsin, litigation ensued. Well, we finally have a resolution in the attorney general's lawsuit today in favor, a unanimous Supreme Court decision coming down today in favor of the attorney general. We're very pleased to have him with us today. General Call, thanks for making time for us and congratulations on the big win.
Thank you. And thank you, Maggie, for having me on the program.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So this is like I call it the saga of the lame duck, both legislation and litigation. This goes back. Set the stage for folks. And what was your particular lawsuit about? So what was the historical context? How did we get here? And what was your particular case challenging?
Yeah, well, this issue has been going on now for about 6.5 years in, you know, late 2018, after Governor Evers and I were elected, but before we first took office, the legislature rushed into a special session and passed some lame duck legislation that undermined the powers of our office. And this issue has been in the courts in various ways now for quite some time. There was an original case where the court struck down some aspects of what the legislature had passed, but upheld others. And on one of the really significant provisions, which limits our ability to resolve cases or requires us in certain instances to go to the Joint Finance Committee to get approval, on that one, the court said, well, we're not going to strike this down entirely because there might be some constitutional applications. So we went back to court. We filed one challenging some major categories of cases, including what are called civil enforcement actions that we have the authority to bring, like environmental protection cases or consumer protection cases. We finally got a ruling from the Supreme Court, and it was unanimous that what the legislature did with this provision is unconstitutional, which means we can get back to efficiently resolving these cases without having to go through the process of having the legislature weigh in.
And what are some of those cases that have been sort of in effect held in limbo that you are looking forward to trying to bring to a resolution swiftly now that this question of law has been settled unanimously by the Wisconsin Supreme Court?
Yeah, it's any case where we have brought a lawsuit in court regarding, for example, environmental protection, consumer protection, where we're bringing a civil action either because we've got the authority at the Department of Justice or a state agency has authorized us to bring that suit. And so we had a process in place. It was not serving much purpose, frankly. We would send things over and the legislature would eventually approve it. But this will allow the process to go more efficiently. We won't have to go through the legislative process. We won't have litigants concerned about what that might mean for resolution. So, a number of cases moving forward now won't have to go through that. And what I would also note here is this is a unanimous decision from this court. We also got a unanimous decision in a high-profile case back in February involving the effort from the Senate to fire Megan Wolf.
Yes.
And I highlight that because there's a lot of discussion about, you know, the court and whether it's what the divide is. And, you know, a lot of people think about it as a 4-3 court. But on this issue and another really significant one, earlier this year, the court ruled unanimously. And so I think that sends a strong signal that, that this was clearly unconstitutional. It's too bad we've had to fight for as long as we have to get this ruling. But I'm really glad we have finally gotten this victory.
Yeah. And for folks that don't understand how significant of an impediment this was, is there a good case that stands as an example that really got bogged down or that the opposing party felt uncomfortable moving forward because the resolution of the case was going to be subject to this enhanced review on the legislative side?
Well, I don't want to talk about specific cases, but I can talk generally about how this impacts the process. Because just imagine you're in a litigation and, you know, you've got the State Department of Justice saying, we want to resolve this case. Historically, what we could do and what we will be able to do going forward is say, this is the offer for resolving the case, and that is what will resolve it. But with this joint finance review process in place, the offers that we made weren't final. They were contingent on the Joint Finance Committee approving. So you're asking the other side in the case to sign up for an agreement that they're not certain is going to be approved by the Finance Committee. Then, instead of resolving it and moving forward to go to court, you've got to go through this legislative committee process. And, you know, you can imagine that that itself can be something that's of concern to somebody trying to resolve a case. Then we've got to send something over. We've got to wait for the legislative committee to approve it. And that takes time. And so if you've got a case where you've got some sort of environmental violation and we want to resolve it and begin the process of implementing remediation so we can get that cleaned up, we don't want to delay that process. We want it to move quickly. But by having this extra review built in, it can slow the process down. So we are now getting rid of that. More importantly, though, or at least also important, we're vindicating a critical principle here, which is our separation of powers. We have separate powers for different parts of government. And one of the principles is that the legislature, which is making the laws, shouldn't also be enforcing the laws. And this is kind of a microcosm of what we see going on at the federal level with the Trump administration trying to run over separation of powers too.
As I often like to say, Wisconsin is a microcosm for the country. We are the center of the political universe. That is Attorney General Josh Call logging a big win, a unanimous decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court in Attorney General Call's favor, protecting his powers to bring about swift and efficient resolutions to litigation on behalf of all Wisconsin residents and taxpayers. Thank you, General Call. Can't wait to talk to you soon about your other actions against the Trump administration to protect Wisconsinites. We'll be back with more and Cavalier Johnson here on the Civic Media Radio Network after these brief messages.